News release. United Way Simcoe Muskoka. United Way Simcoe Muskoka is pleased to announce that expressions of interest are now open for their home relief bank, a new initiative to support residents in Simcoe Muskoka who are struggling to maintain stable housing. Local community organizations can now apply to be a part of this innovative program that aims to improve housing stability across the region. The Home Relief Bank is designed to support individuals and families who are facing housing-related challenges due to financial hardship, mental health issues, or unexpected life events. By partnering with local agencies, the United Way aims to create a streamlined support system for those in need. United Way Simcoe Muskoka is dedicated to building stronger communities, and the Home Relief Bank is an essential part of that priority, said Brian Shelley, Chief Executive and Philanthropy Officer, United Way Simcoe Muskoka. By working with frontline housing agencies, we believe that we can reduce barriers in helping individuals access the supports they need. The expression of interest period will remain open until Thursday, December 5, 2024. At 5 p.m. an information session will be on November 20, 2024. From 2 to 3 p.m. those interested in attending the session and completing an expression of interest are encouraged to visit uwsimcoemuskoka.ca/homeriefbank. Through the Home Relief Bank, the local United Way is committed to building a future where everyone has the support they need to thrive, strengthening the foundations of communities, one step at a time. Housing statistics for Simcoe Muskoka. It is estimated that 883 individuals are experiencing homelessness across Simcoe Muskoka. County of Simcoe and Muskoka Community Foundation Vital Signs Report. Ontario's mortgage delinquency rate was 0.15% in Q1 2024, up from 0.10% in 2023. Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation. Last year, 37,690 households were evicted for non-payment of rent in Ontario. This is a 20% increase over the previous year. Tribunal's Ontario 2022-2023 Annual Report.